What an interesting word this word worthy is. And one of the reasons it's interesting is because it automatically begs two questions the moment we say the word. When we say something is worthy, we ask these questions in our head. Why is this thing or this person worthy? And the second, what are they worthy of? We don't use this word very much, but sometimes we use it to say something like, well, that person is a worthy opponent. And why would we say that? Well, we're answering those two questions. We're saying something like, why is that person a worthy opponent? Well, they had the set of skills that matched against mine. And what are they worthy of? Well, they're worthy of being in competition with that person. And as you have seen our invites, as Pastor said, that word worthy is right there catching our attention. And I hope that as you saw these invitations, you were asking those questions. But not of just anything in general, that when you see that crown of thorns on one side and on the other side, the regal crown, I hope you asked yourself, why is Jesus worthy? And what is Jesus worthy of? These are very important questions, but especially this night. Especially on Good Friday and what this day represents, the day that Jesus, our Savior, was crucified on a cross. What does this have to do with Jesus and our understanding of his worth? We may wonder that. What does Friday, what does the cross have to do with the worth of Jesus? Well, here's the thing. Friday, the cross, has everything to do with understanding and seeing the worth of Jesus. Because the cross declares in a unique way, in a glorious way, he is worthy. And there's no clearer place in all of the scriptures that shares this with us than Revelation chapter 5. These verses are amazing because they give us an incredible glimpse into an explosion of worship right in the very throne room of heaven. As all of heaven and all the angels and really all of the world declares the worth of God the Father and the worth of God the Son. Listen as I read Revelation chapter 5 verses 11 to 14. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands beyond what John could count, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them," I heard saying, "to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." And the four living creatures kept saying, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Now, there is a lot to see in these verses, and we're going to look more at these verses and others in conjunction with them on Sunday, but tonight, I want to zero in on seven words we find in verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and we're going to look actually at those seven words in three parts. So the first part is the first word, this word worthy. When you read this word, either on the cards or in this verse, we immediately ask the question, what is Jesus worthy of? Right? I mentioned those two questions. We ask, what is Jesus worthy of? And we see in the verse, he's worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, might, honor, glory, blessing. You can summarize those things like this. Jesus is worthy of all authority, and Jesus is worthy of all worship. But that raises... But that raises the other question. Why? Why is Jesus worthy of these things? Because if we're honest, this verse describes something else that at first glance does not seem to be something that Jesus is worthy of. This brings us to the third part, the last part. I want to look at that before the part that comes in the middle. The verse says, worthy is a lamb that was slain. Typically, when we think of the word worthy, it refers to something that someone deserves because of who they are and what they've done. Jesus deserves all authority. We know that. Jesus deserves all worship. We know that because of who he is. But was Jesus deserving of death? Was Jesus deserving to be slain? Was Jesus worthy of these things? Well, what makes someone worthy of death? What makes someone deserve death? Romans 1, 28 through 32, Paul makes that clear. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. What are these things? These things are sin. He continues, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. They didn't have enough evil. They had to make more ways to pursue evil. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, the teachings of God, that those who practice such things are worthy, same word as we see in Revelation 5, worthy, deserving of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. So what makes a person deserving of death, worthy of death? Sin, rebellion against God, Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death. But why is that the case? This is because sin is not merely a mistake. Sin is not merely something we did when we weren't really paying attention. Sin, in its essence, is rebellion against the holy, just God of the universe. And being a good king, God simply cannot let this rebellion go unchecked. However, Jesus did not have this problem. Jesus was sinless. As I read that list, we could go through every one of those items and say without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus never did those things. He had never himself sinned against God. Jesus said in John 8, 29, I always do the things that are pleasing to him, to God. How many of us can say that? We always do what is pleasing to God. None of us can. Hebrews 7, 26 describes Jesus like this. For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. The author of the Hebrews layers on these descriptions of Jesus to describe his sinlessness. And in case there was any doubt, listen to 1 John 3, 5. You know that he appeared, Jesus, in order to take away sins. And in him, there is no sin. Jesus had no sin. So what does that mean? It means he was not worthy of death. He was not deserving of death. Even the crowd-pleasing Pilate recognized this on the original Good Friday. Luke 23, Pilate summoned the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, you brought this man to me as one who incites the people to rebellion. And behold, having examined him before you, I have found no guilt in this man regarding the charges which you make against him. No, nor has Herod, for he sent him back to us. And behold, nothing deserving death has been done by him. That word deserve, it's the word worthy again. The same basic word that is at the root of it. Pilate says, Jesus was not worthy of death. The thief on the cross recognized this too. Luke 23, 39, one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other answered and rebuking him said, do you not even fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve, what we are worthy of for our deeds. But this man, pointing to Jesus, has done nothing wrong. On that first Good Friday, Jesus, the one worthy of all authority and all worship, received something he was not worthy of, something he did not deserve, and that was death. Why? Why did Jesus receive this? Why is Jesus the one who was slain? Well, this leads us to the last part, the part that we skipped right in the middle of those seven words. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The answer is found in how Jesus is described. John refers to Jesus as a lamb a lot. In the book of Revelation, he uses this word 28 times. Why does he use it so much? Well, because referring to Jesus as the lamb calls to mind the way God's people related to God for centuries through the sacrifice of a lamb or other animals. These animals were sacrificed for the sins of God's people. You see, sin, again, is rebelling against God, and it is incredibly serious. It must be dealt with in a serious way. We see this especially in the Passover sacrifice. Pastor mentioned that that is what Jesus and his disciples were observing together on his last night here on this earth. In the story of Exodus, God provided a way for his people to be covered, to be passed over by the angel of death through the blood of a lamb. But not any lamb. Listen to Exodus 12:5. Your lamb, Moses said, shall be an unblemished male, a year old. Unblemished, what does this mean? It means without any imperfections, without anything wrong. And this wasn't just for Passover, this was for all the sacrifices. Deuteronomy 17:1, you shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or a sheep which has a blemish or any defect, for that is a detestable thing to the Lord your God. The sacrificial lamb had to be a perfect one. The lamb who is dying for the sin of God's people must be a perfect one. This is even more true of the ultimate lamb, God's Son, who came to take away not just a few sins, and even the sins that the lambs and the rams and the goats died for, they didn't fully take away those sins, but Jesus came to fully take away sins, and not just of a few, but of the world. As John the Baptist said when Jesus came, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The blood of these animals was insufficient. They could not fully take away sin. They were just pictures, illustrations of what was needed to pay for sin. But Jesus' blood, his perfect sacrifice, did what their sacrifice could not. It paid for all sin, for all time. So while Jesus was not worthy or deserving of death on his own, he was able to die for us because he was a perfect, worthy sacrifice. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the just, that's Jesus, for the unjust, that's us, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. Only the perfect, sinless, worthy Son of God could bring us back to God. Another sinner could not have done this. Someone who had to die for their own sins couldn't die for the sins of others. This lamb had to be perfect, and he was. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin. He had no sin. But on that cross, on that Good Friday, he became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Only a sinless sacrifice, only a sinless Savior could give us his righteousness. This is incredible. We have to stop here a second. Jesus, the perfect sinless Lamb of God, died, not because he deserved it, but in order to bring us to God. To give us his goodness, his obedience, his righteousness. So Jesus was not deserving of the cross, but he is deserving of all authority. He is deserving of all worship because of the cross. He wasn't worthy of the death that he died on the cross. He didn't earn that death himself, but he's worthy of worship because he died for us. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And this is why we call this day, this serious moment, this death of the only sinless person in all of history, Good Friday. Pastor mentioned it a minute ago. We have two emotions here at a service like this, on a day like this. We have a feeling and an emotion of sobriety, of seriousness, even sadness, knowing what our sins cost our God and our Savior. But it's also a feeling of joy, I was talking to a woman earlier today on the phone, and she was a Christian. She professed to be a Christian, and we're talking, and she said something about Good Friday, and she said, you know, I don't really know why we call it Good Friday. It really should be a sad day for Christians. I didn't have a long time with her on the phone, but I stopped, and I said, well, yeah, it's sad that Jesus died, but there's so much good that comes to us through this. This is a good Friday because Jesus died not because he had some sin that he was hiding in the back, not because he wasn't the perfect Son of God. No, he died because he was the perfect Son of God for imperfect, sinful people. So what should our response be to all of this? Well, it brings us back to those two questions I said this word brings up in our minds. Here's the first one. Do I really believe why Jesus is worthy? When we see the word worthy, we ask, why is Jesus worthy? Well, we just learned why Jesus is worthy, because he died for us. The perfect Lamb of God died for us. That's why he's worthy. But here's the question. Do we believe it? And do we believe it's true for us? You see, sometimes as Christians, we can think that Jesus died for the sins of the world, but we think there's some sins in our life that he couldn't possibly have died for. That I need to do this on the side. I need to do this for him, and then he will forgive me. No, Jesus died for our sins. He died for our unfaithfulness, our rebellion, our pride, our sense of self-sufficiency. Good Friday reminds us of the seriousness of sin, yes, but also our inadequacy to deal with that sin on our own. We needed the perfect Savior. Because again, sin is not just a mistake, it's rebellion. And Jesus died for that. So let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus is worthy? Do you believe he is the perfect, worthy Lamb slain for you? Second, do our lives now give to Jesus what he is worthy of? Remember, the two questions are, why is Jesus worthy and what is he worthy of? And we saw that he's worthy of all authority and he's worthy of all worship. So the question for us is, do my actions reveal that he is worthy of all power in my life? Is your life ruled by the sense that God is in control of you? Do you make decisions based that God is the one who has authority in your life? When you do, you're showing that he's worthy. Do our words reveal that he is worthy of all honor? Do our words honor God, not just when we're praying, not just when we're talking to people about God, but what we say to our neighbor when they park on our lawn again? Do our words show that he's worthy? Do our hearts glory in and revel in awe of his great worth? We have a chance right now, as we continue in this service, to give Jesus what he is worthy of. We can do this through singing. We're about to say those words. Worthy is the Lamb. In fact, we're going to sing two songs that have these words in common. We get to describe to Jesus the worth that he possesses. We'll get to do this through the Lord's Supper. This is a serious time at New Life, one that we take somberly, yet with joy, but it's for a purpose. It's to show the worth of Jesus. And we can also show the worth of Jesus and what he is worthy of by turning to Jesus, even right now where we sit and saying, Lord, save me. You remember that thief on the cross? Remember what he said? He said, we're worthy to die here. We sinned. We've committed crimes. We're worthy of this. We deserve this punishment. But he doesn't. There's some who here tonight can give worth to Jesus, can show off how he is worthy by saying, Jesus, you didn't deserve to die. I did, but you died for me. Jesus, I believe. Receive me into your kingdom. You can pray the prayer of the thief on the cross. And pray to the King who is worthy. So let us respond, knowing and believing firmly why he is worthy, and responding to show what he is worthy of, all authority and all worship. Let's respond. Let's worship. O God in heaven, you indeed are worthy. As we sing these words in just a moment, worthy is the Lamb. May we think of the cross. May we think of what you did that brings you all glory and honor and power and wisdom and riches. Oh Lord, help us to believe in your Son. Help us to trust in and rely on the one who is worthy. And Jesus, oh Lamb of God, thank you for dying for us. We were sinful, you were sinless, and you died to bring us to God. Oh Lord, I pray that even this moment you would bring some to you. You would draw many to you. And those of us who know you, I pray you would draw us deeper in our love and our awe of the Lamb who was slain. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.